This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Jeff Hathorn joins us now. 93.7thefan.com. Steelers Insider, this is called the Hawk Report. Jeff, I thought I was going to need to be careful with questions here, but Fittipaldo's talking about how Derek Harmon is passing the eye test and things like that on OTA. So have all the rules gone out the window here on what you guys can say and not say?
They have not, but you know, Ray, I mean, he's a maverick. He just goes out there and does what he wants. I mean, I can say some things, especially things that have been seen on video.
So wait a minute. So part of it is open to taping, and I guess anything that happens in that period is fair game. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, because most of those are, it's either during their stretching time or just some individual drills. So we're not allowed to tell you what happens in team periods. Mm-hmm. It's just like the regular season right now.
Yeah. In those drills that you're allowed to record and comment on, which quarterback looks better, Mason Rudolph or Will Howard, and why?
I would say Mason Rudolph. Mason looks very comfortable. I mean, he's talking a lot, talking to teammates, explaining things to guys. Like, when you look at those three, there's no doubt who the starter is. Just from a swagger, from a... you know, command, obviously, and I'm not speaking out of school because you can see it in every video that's out there. I mean, he's taken the first reps every time they do drills. But he just has that appearance. He's not like a, you know, shoulders slumped over like, oh, I'm waiting to see what's happening with Aaron. Like he's in control out there right now.
Is it clear cut to you that Jaylen Warren is the Steelers' running back one, or is this a competition to watch in camp, Caleb Johnson taking away that role from him?
So I think going into camp, I think even Tomlin would say this, that he's earned the shot to be number one, but that doesn't mean it'll just be his or given to him. He's going to have to continue to earn it. And yeah, he goes in as the one, and I think you notice that right away. I think Gainwell is going to get an opportunity to show that he deserves more shots than he did in Philadelphia. And obviously, you mentioned Caleb Johnson. And Caleb is not shy about what he thinks he can do in the NFL.
Really? I didn't know that about him. A very confident kid, huh?
Very confident
kid. Oh, yeah, that's right.
Not
he
in a bad
himself
way.
To Derrick Henry. I remember that.
Yeah,
now.
And said he's going to be, you know, rookie of the year and expects to win Super Bowls, plural. And, yeah.
I thought Roman Wilson sounded very cognizant of the criticism from last year regarding his understanding of the offense and maybe how he performed in practice when he talked to you guys. Is that fair?
I think that's very astute. Yes. I think he understands what the coaches were trying to get through to him, what the criticism of him was, not just outside, but inside. And he has tried to not only say the right things, but be there as much as he can. And, you know, he discussed how every day is a game day for him.
Yeah.
And really it is. I mean, because he has a great opportunity in front of him to earn some big reps and establish himself in the league.
Who's with the first team offense right now, Roman Wilson or Robert Woods?
So that would be that line. But I would tell you that Robert Woods is getting they're both getting a lot of reps. Let's just put it that way. And listen, I can't tell you exactly, but I will say this. They're rotating a lot of guys at this point. So it would be, even if I could tell you, there would be guys that are rotating in. So it's not like it's an obvious, hey, these are the three. But I think you can pretty much surmise that those would be with, and depending on how Calvin works in, you know, those would be the top four, at least.
In the periods of practice that you're allowed to give opinions on, because it's open to that kind of stuff, does Broderick Jones look more comfortable at left tackle, do you?
Oh, unbelievably. Yes. Yes, he does. Simply put, yes, his footwork looks, you know, there are times on the right side where you could almost see him think. And again, no pads. It's you know, you're just going through drills. But he just seems like, listen, I got this. I don't even need to think about what I'm doing because I've done it so long. So he looks a ton more comfortable. Obviously, I'll have to prove it in pads, but from what you can see out there right now, it is night and day.
Jeff, we've got a clip from Darius Slay from today for next segment.
Yeah.
I'm interested in what he said about the value of being there on top of what Hayward said about being there yesterday and about how he's not going to recruit Rodgers. And Freiermuth even said yesterday how important it is to be a part of this stuff. Are these guys intentionally taking shots at Aaron Rodgers, or are they doing it accidentally?
I think they're trying to justify why they're there and why it's important for them to be there. I don't know that they're intentionally taking shots at Aaron. I think they're just trying to say that, listen, I'm here because this time is important. And the other guys that are here with me realize that this is important. And you'll hear in the clip coming up what Slay has to say. And obviously he brings the credit of, you know, getting a chip last year.
On the defensive line, are they treating in these drills that you're allowed to comment on, are they acting like Derek Harmon is already the man opposite Cam Hayward?
I think Derek Harmon, because of the way Tomlin approaches most of these competitions, will have to earn it.
Yep.
So you're going to see in training camp in August and in July, when we're able to tell you and you're able to see it, that he's going to be in rotation. But I don't think it's a doubt that he's going to end up in that position. I will say this, you know, having Leal back helps with that depth, and he's gained some lower weight. And he looks more solid, and not that he's necessarily going to be a factor, but if I were just to comment on the drills that we could see,
yep,
I would tell you that the best defensive lineman is Loudermilk. Like, his footwork is insane.
That,
is insane right now. Like, he is going through drills. Like, A, he knows he's on a 1-year contract and his career is at stake. But he is in crazy shape, and he is going through these drills like a monster.
Is there anybody, so the only guys that, and everyone's talked about this now, Herbig let the cat out of the bag on Watt officially.
Yes.
So are Watt and Metcalf the only guys who aren't there right now who are under contract?
No.
There's
but
more, but you can't tell me who those other guys are. Got it.
Four. You know, and Herbig, and I have a story that I'm going to put up here in a few minutes on Herbig about, you know, now he's got, like, as much as he was following TJ, now he's got Jack Sawyer following him, and how much he's kind of loving this full circle moment and the chance to play with the ones. And that is the advantage. You know, these guys get opportunities to work even in these type of settings. with the starters and get more interactions with them.
Is there anybody who's either a late pick from this draft or a guy who was brought in as a free agent under the radar or even somebody from the undrafted crowd who you see where they get positioned in these drills that you're allowed to comment on and you're like, wait a minute, this guy might have a bigger role on the Steelers this year than I thought going in?
Not yet. Not yet. And a lot of that you really determine when you start to see them break up into special teams and see, okay, who's going first reps on special teams. Then you get a better idea of how the guy's complete package could be for this season. But it's just so hard. Yeah, I mean, a couple of these free agent undrafted receivers do some nice things in drills, but I would be lying if I said it after just two practices. Maybe by this time next week, I'll have a better idea, but it's just too soon.
All right, Jeff. Appreciate it. Thank you for the Hawk Report. We'll do it again next week.
Thanks, Pony. And hey, quick aside.
Yes.
Remember the firefighters and what you were saying, because, you know, when we're in our hour of need, they're the ones that are always first up and will step up and help us. So check out Pony on Friday.
Very well said. Thank you, Jeff.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new Spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.